The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Some people told Jesus about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with the blood of their sacrifices. He said to them in reply, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were greater sinners than all other Galileans? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did. Or those 18 people who were killed when the tower at Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than everyone else who lived in Jerusalem? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did." And he told them this parable. There once was a person who had a fig tree planted in his orchard, and when he came in search of fruit on it, but found none, he said to the gardener, "For 3 years now I have come in search of fruit on this fig tree, but have found none, so cut it down. Why should it exhaust the soil?" He said to him in reply, "Sir, leave it for this year also, and I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it. It may bear fruit in the future. If not, you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In the gospel today, the strong message of repentance cannot be missed. It may sound harsh, but Christ is very clear with the end result of non-repentance. "I tell you, if you do not repent, you will perish." Those are the exact words of Jesus in the gospel today. It is not a threat, but the truth spoken in love to someone whom God does not want to lose. To perish or to lose eternal life is not a consequence of God's severity or punishment from God, but it is a result of a willful decision on the part of the person who wants to be in the darkness rather than in the light. God always desires the best for us, but He cannot force us to love Him. You know, this is one of the paradox of God's might. In as much as He is powerful, almighty, omnipotent, He cannot force us to be in the light if we don't want to. But as what I've mentioned before, as experience would tell us, we cannot be at two places at the same time. One has to make an informed decision, an informed and conscious decision where one wants to belong. But despite our own transgressions, God does not have a one strike, you're done or you're out. You know, He does not operate that way. As what we hear in the psalm sometimes, the Lord is kind and merciful. And in the parable in the gospel today, Jesus recounts the story of a fig tree that the owner wanted to cut down because it does not bear fruit for 3 years. But the gardener convinced him to give it another chance while he cultivates the ground around it and fertilizes it so that it may bear fruit in the future. You know, this parable speaks of second chances. Imagine if God will operate like the owner of the fig tree. I don't think no one of us would be here. It's like, okay, you're not bearing fruit. How old are you now? 80? Oh, when are we going to wait, you know, for you to bear fruit? why don't I cut you down? Well, it doesn't work that way. You know, so, but God continues to invite us to a deeper life of faith, to a conscious configuration to the very person of Him. The opportunities that God gives us whenever we are that fig tree does not bear fruit are countless, the opportunities. And the church is that willing gardener. You know, the church is that willing gardener that wants to cultivate the ground around us by directing us to the right path, helping us to navigate the ways of the gospel, and fertilizing us with the sacraments where we grow in virtues, which hopefully will help us bear fruits in the end. It's a powerful parable today, but at the same time, it's balance. It's balance. God says, okay, I'm going to give you a chance. I'll provide you many opportunities. But there's also a limit to it. And it's not going to be forever. It's not going to be forever, and you have to make that decision. And unfortunately, I cannot make that decision for you. You have to make the choice in as much as I want you to be in my embrace right now, in my love, in my grace right now. I can't force you to make that decision. You know what to do. I've taught you what to do. You have enough materials to make that decision. That's what God is telling us. What aspects in our life right now that needs to bear fruit? And who is the gardener who can help you bear fruit? Or who is that person whom you can be a gardener to, helping that person to bear fruit, to experience the grace of God?